Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Happy Easter. How do you feel about this particular Easter day? We are at home. I doubt if we are beautifully dressed, as we usually are, when we come to church on Easter morning. But I assume that you are not in your pajamas. I mean, it is Easter Sunday. So yes, you are not at church. Our church building is empty. But I hope you are coming to experience that we, you and I, are the church, more than a building, a family of God. And on this particular Easter Sunday, the essence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ may take on a whole new meaning for you. Because the coronavirus has affected the lens of how we view everything. First of all, Jesus was not on a ventilator for 3 days and then able to breathe on his own. And Jesus was not resuscitated by an apostle who knew CPR. Jesus was not given a trial drug and then his heart started pumping. Jesus, without the help of a ventilator, CPR, or drugs, rose from death to life. The power of that moment is still beyond our understanding. There are not enough scientists in all the world to produce the equation. Death plus new life equals the resurrected Jesus. But our fragile earth knew the equation was real and reacted with a great earthquake, as we heard in the gospel. Angels participated in this resurrection equation. When it was time, an angel of the Lord rolled back the stone and sat on it. The guards were shook, frozen in place, staring into the radiance of energy beyond earthly light. From this pulsating power, the angel spoke to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Do not be afraid. I would think there was a cosmic pause before the next sentence. So let us pause. Do not be afraid. Yes, death surrounds this world. People are on ventilators. First responders hesitate to do CPR. Our economy and many families need life support. We have anxious days, but do not be afraid. Yet if a human being tells you to not be afraid, you can be suspicious. For instance, when you are in the sky flying somewhere, the pilot might come on the loudspeaker and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you will have noticed that we are experiencing unusual turbulence in our flight today, but let us assure you that there is no reason for concern." One's reaction to that kind of attempt at assurance might be, I was not particularly worried before. I wonder why we were told that. We are experiencing a lot of unusual turbulence. Turbulence throws us off balance. Turbulence affects our equilibrium. And turbulence will continue for weeks, for months, and will demand a new way of life. But in our first reading from Jeremiah, Jeremiah addressed the turbulent years the Israelites went through and proclaimed, "You survived the sword. You found grace in the wilderness. You were transformed in the turbulence." This is our wilderness, and it is very hard to endure. It has become a very long, turbulent season and not to end soon. We might even feel like the Israelites in captivity. And God speaks the same message to us. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I am with you in this wilderness. Receive my grace." But a wilderness can be harsh. It can feel dry and arid. How do you find relief, grace, in our pandemic desert landscape? It will take new spiritual choices of enduring grace. For unless you go within, you shall go without. Distractions help us cope, but the grace of God empowers us to live through suffering. Through suffering, whether emotional, mental, or spiritual, and especially in the grips of the physical. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary experienced emotional pain. They had gone to the tomb in the sadness and grief of death. We know what sadness and grief feel like. We know what darkness and disillusionment feel like. But the angel spoke and broke through. "Do not be afraid. Jesus has been raised. He will meet the disciples in Galilee." The angel spoke with authority and broke through their bleak stagnation. The Marys believed what they heard and ran to tell the disciples. Some of you might be feeling your own bleak stagnation. So when was the last time an authority figure said something to you and it made a difference? I think some of us would say we are hearing authority figures, health and government officials telling us how to be safe. Yet their messages are not always clear. But the authoritative message of the angel was very clear. You are looking for the dead Jesus, and he is not here. He has been raised from the dead. So believe the Easter message. Do not be afraid. Jesus lives. In the midst of our wilderness pandemic, even in the midst of death. This is an authoritative announcement, and the voice of the divine cannot be shouted down by the voices of anger, fear, or doubt, voices of confusion or contradiction. The resurrection of Jesus Christ can raise you up from anything that would bring you down? How shall you let the resurrected Jesus strengthen you? When I was a little girl, I was afraid of the dark. I would sneak into my parents' bedroom and tell them I was afraid. My mother especially would hold me and say, "You do not need to be afraid. There is nothing to be afraid of." And she would take me back to bed and remind me that the knots in the wood of the knotty pine that surrounded my bed were not big dark spiders, but black knots in the wood. And then she would touch them and tell me the spiders were not real. For me, my mother spoke with authority, and I believed her. So let God hold you and comfort you. But yes, as adults, our fears now are more complex, and words of assurance might be harder to come by. But the message, do not be afraid, Jesus lives, is no less real, especially in today's circumstances. The coronavirus is real, but the whole point of Easter is this. Jesus is alive in the Spirit and has raised us to a new way of life, to live beyond our fears, to live not trapped by any incomprehension of the extent of this pandemic. God is holding you. But our wandering minds seem to always fear the worst. But fear is not greater than the power of God that is in each breath we take. The resurrected living Jesus is within you, in one another, in the vibrating energy of creation, in the stillness of prayer, in the smallest act of love. Jesus came to love and rose from the dead through the power of love, greater than death itself. We live in that power. Believe it. Love is greater than fear. Love and care will keep us connected in this wilderness time. And remember, there are not enough scientists in all the world to produce the equation death plus life equals the resurrected Jesus. Be your part in this equation. Be an Easter Alleluia in faith, hope, and love. I wish you Easter blessings with love and care for each of you. Amen.